This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark and Katie on FUBAR Radio.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, FUBAR Radio. The time is 10 a.m. and you're listening to the UK's largest unregulated ad-free radio network. It's a radio revolution and you are part of it. I'm Mark Dolan and as always, today's show will be highly news reactive with 3 hours of the biggest stories being talked about around the country and across the globe. We've also got top guests, our live social media centre and our in-studio news feed. So if anything happens on the planet, you'll be the first to know. That's if I can get the sentence out. Now, obviously, I'm excited. That's why. Who wouldn't be? You'd have to not have a pulse if you weren't excited about Tuesday, because as always, Tuesday is a red letter day in our calendar. Perhaps I'd be more accurate about this. Pink letter day, because it's that time of the week when we give the toilets a lick of paint. We put out the bunting and we coat the microphone in Swarovski crystals as we welcome the new queen of the airwaves, the saviour of 21st century radio, model, author, businesswoman, icon, wearer of impossible heels, the one and only Katie Price. Hello, Katie.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. You're looking very tanned and healthy and well.
Oh, thank you. Well, it has been nice sunshine, hasn't it?
Sunshining. We've got such a busy show. Amazing guests. So much to talk about. How many stories have we got piled up here?
There's so many, but I know what it's like. We say we go through them and then we just go off and talk about other things. But
of course we
so
do.
What?
The conversation will be flowing. It's exactly 10:06. We immediately want your thoughts and emails and tweets at FUBAR Radio, Dolan at FUBARradio.com. We're going to get started in just a few moments' time with a shocking story of a mother of three disabled children who is facing manslaughter charges for their murder, which is a shocking, shocking story. We'll look at the ethics of that. And also, have you gotten to that point in your relationship where you're scheduling sex with your partner? OMG. It's FUBAR Radio. Let's have a quick track now from the one and only Ben Folds. Do It Anyway.
Mark Dolan and Katie Price on FUBAR Radio.
It's FUBAR Radio. The time is 10:11 on FUBAR. And Katie Price, that song was by Ben Folds 5 called Do It Anyway. Do It Anyway. Kind of your life philosophy, isn't it? Just do it anyway.
Exactly.
That's
just
how
do
you
it.
Roll. Just do it.
Rock and roll.
Don't think about it too much. Now, got lots and lots of stories to get through. At 10:45 today, we're speaking to a man on the phone who became a stay-at-home husband. And we're going to find out how that worked. Very, very interesting. Are you a stay-at-home male? My brother-in-law is a stay-at-home and my sister is the breadwinner. It's a very, very interesting dynamic. Does it work? Is it emasculating? Lots and lots of stuff we're going to talk about there. Front page of the Daily Express. Let's take a look at the papers. Breakthrough on Alzheimer's. Simple new test will help millions beat cruel disease. Also, a misleading photo, I would say, Katie, on the front page of the Daily Express. Wife's brave smile for Michael Schumacher. Coroner faces the world again as her husband recovers after finally waking from his coma. Now, I'm not sure I agree with that sort of editorial thrust there, because let's be honest with you, this poor man is far from recovered.
He's been in a coma for so long. I remember it, like, seeing it on the news, the breaking news that he had the accident. And he's only recently just come out of a coma or moved to another hospital, I believe.
Correct.
And I think they're saying that he's now smiling, but I still think there's a long way. Honestly, it's such a sad story, but I don't think he'll ever be like, you know, how he was before. I mean, I've seen a film called The Crash Reel. I don't know if anyone's seen it. I've said it before, about a guy, a snowboarder. And you can buy it on DVD. And the whole story about him, he had just one accident snowboarding and his life has completely changed. It's so sad and it sort of reminds me of him.
Yeah, and what's so tragic about it is going from being such an athletic and physical and sporty person to nothing. It's like it would be one thing if you were a lazy git anyway and always sat on the sofa.
Yeah.
But it seems to happen to, do you remember Christopher Reeve, the guy that played Superman? And it's just the stuff of nightmares. Do you worry, because I know you're very, obviously, a passionate horse rider and you've got, what head of horses have you got now? How many creatures?
Five of them.
Okay. And does it ever concern you about what would happen if you fell off?
This is the thing, because I started it when I was younger. You're sort of more ballsy, aren't you, when you're younger?
Yeah.
Fearless. And as you get older, you know, to start horse riding as an adult, I think, you know, you can be quite scared of it. But they say motor racing and horse riding is one of the most dangerous sports.
Mm.
And it really is. At the end of the day, you're on a horse and it can do anything. You know, if it wants to charge off, it will charge off. It's how you fall. Like Christopher Reeves, you know, he fell and look what happened.
I know. And he was like really, really skilled. I think it was a polo match or something, wasn't it? And he was...
I can't remember. I know he fell off a horse. But, you know, any sport, anything you do, actually, you have to be careful. But, yeah, it's really sad, really sad. I'm like everyone. I just want to... see him cut. You know, you just want to see him. I bet he doesn't even look the same. He's lost all his weight, and I just bet he looks like a different man. And it must be stress for the family.
Definitely. Well, it's that terrible thing where, in a sense, you have to start the mourning process, even though your partner and your dad, as of course he's a father as well. You're in that process of saying goodbye, even though the person's still alive.
And you probably have to change roles, because now he was probably the macho man one looking after the wife, and now the roles have changed. But to me, that's your wedding vows through sickness and through health.
Well, that's right. I remember Tony Blair's sister-in-law, Lauren Booth. Mm-hmm. She was married to a very sort of thrusting, macho sort of guy, and he was big into cycling, and he was like a hard drinker and just a real character, just a real man's man. And he was cycling. I think they lived in rural France at the time. And he was cycling down some lane and he slipped and came off his bike and got head injuries. And after that, it completely changed his personality. And he was very meek and very fearful and very scared of everything. And I think even just like in the bedroom and stuff, he just wasn't up to the job anymore. Oh, and God. She was still had her husband, but really she lost him.
Yeah, it's sad. There's lots of cases, you know, there's lots of different diseases and medical things you can get, you know, like, was it the
motor neurone disease?
Yeah, so imagine that one.
Shocking.
That's shocking as well. Knowing you're all there, but your body, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. You shouldn't take life for granted at all.
No, I mean, people do have conversations with their partners, especially when they get older, and they do say, look, if I'm not compos mentis anymore, please just switch the plug off. Yeah. I don't know what you think, but I would just say, yeah, unplug away.
A perfect film for that would be The Notebook. Perfect Love.
Really?
Have you seen that?
No,
The Notebook.
No, no.
Yeah, you have to watch The Notebook. That's what you call true love. You know, his wife has got Alzheimer's, and every day he reads her a story about their love life, and he sticks by her.
Yeah.
It's a really good, inspiring film.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, wow. Brilliant. But so there you go. Well, at least this woman, clearly Schumacher's wife, what she has done, she's attended this event, and she's trying to just have a normal life, which is what you have to do, right?
Yeah, you do. Like you say, you can't just sit in a corner and, you know, nobody's going to help you. You've got to help yourself and be strong and try and get on with it, really.
Front page of The Sun. This is a headline that I can absolutely sympathise with. Page 3 saved my life. Although I think for different reasons in the case of Wendy Bush. That's an unfortunate name, isn't it?
Especially when you mention the page 3 stuff.
Dear Lord. Right, anyway. Mum of 4, Wendy Bush, today reveals how page 3's Checkham Tuesday breast cancer awareness campaign saved her life. She found a small rash on her left breast that she would have normally ignored. But because she'd read our advice in The Sun, she went for a checkup, say The Sun, which revealed she had cancer. She's had successful surgery. So that's a good news day.
I learned something this week. So I'm making everyone aware, because I was not aware of this. You know, smear tests.
Yes.
Okay. I presumed, because I've had these children, you know, all my kids, I presumed they check you for everything, even like a smear test. I thought they checked you for everything.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I've had a reminder through about a smear test, and I ignored it and said to my friends that, I don't need that. I've had babies, they check you. And apparently they don't check you. So now I have to go and have a smear test. I never knew that. I thought when you have a baby, they check you for everything. So anyone out there who's had kids and everything, still go and get checked, because I had no idea.
Well, you would think it would be a bit like when you get your car serviced.
Yeah.
You take that they're going to check the tyres, they'll have a look at the engine.
Exactly, but they don't.
Have a look at the brake pads. And in fact, unfortunately, I mean, you don't have to answer if it's an awkward question,
but did
you go NHS or private to have the your babies?
The one in France.
Or did it vary?
Harvey and Jet, they were at NHS, and the other two were private.
And did you notice there was no difference in terms of how you didn't get the smear tests in either case?
Well, I didn't know. I just thought, you know, I'm not being crude, when they swab you, do your blood tests and everything.
Yeah.
I just presume they check for everything, because they say, we're going to check you for everything. But apparently, it's nothing to do with his smear. So I actually haven't had a smear for I don't even remember the last time. So
blimey,
I'm going to have
you
have one.
Actually, get you know what? Let's get that book because absolutely right. Is it annual? Producer Amanda, do you know? Because you're like you're a bit of a health guru, aren't you? You look after yourself.
I do my best, Mark. As both know.
She's got the. She treats her body like a temple, Katie Price.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You have to take your shoes off
living.
Before you go in.
Oh, really?
Nicely done. Nicely done on a Tuesday morning.
Thanks.
Let's talk.